The Northwest Arctic Borough Assembly in Kotzebue voted yesterday to discontinue $125,000 in funds for the public library that will force it to close, leaving the region with no access to a public library. The library is part of a consortium with the University of Alaska Chukchi campus. The college portion will remain open, but the public side will close unless the Borough Assembly reconsiders. Calls to Borough Mayor Martha Whiting and Borough Assembly members were not returned by airtime. But Stacy Glazier, who was the library's director for 15 years before leaving the position last year, says past attempts to close the library have always brought an outcry from the community.
Whenever there's a threat to the library budget, people mobilize. People get very upset. Lots of people went to the previous assembly meetings to testify about the importance of the library to them. Some people wrote some letters. Some people called in. They took all the testimony and still decided that they were going to cut the library funding.
Chukchi campus faculty members Susan Andrews and her husband John Creed both say it's a terrible loss.
Reading is the basis of all success educationally and professionally. And also, great readers make better citizens. We should not allow this kind of short-sighted decision-making to prevail. We may never know what future academic successes will be impeded or malnourished because we have failed to create a place in Kotzebue and in the surrounding villages that respects quiet and where people can go to read and think and grow intellectually.
The couple both teach writing, literature, and humanities courses at the Chukchi campus. Susan Andrews says there is little else in the way of structured, safe activities for children in the region.
So few things for children to do in the community, and you know, we already see a lot of kids who are adrift, and for the borough to turn their backs on these kids, I think is just a terrible abdication of responsibility of the adults and the elected leaders to support the youth.
Local author and wildlife photographer Seth Kantner says the borough's actions don't square with the dialogue about supporting youth.
There's endless rhetoric in this region about education and the kids this and the kids that. And lots of talk about our kids' future, and then they turn around and close the library. So the kids use the hell out of that place. It's right across from the school, and kids pour across the street when school lets out. And new people to town use the library, and unemployed artists and ivory carvers and kids, and I don't know, and the smartest people use the library. So leaves kind of a hole in the community.
Kantner says this isn't the first time the library has been closed.
When they got rid of the bars in Kotzebue, they immediately closed the library. And this time, Kotzebue's all set to open a liquor store and close the library. Maybe they can do it in the same week. So it's a real turnaround. And opening a liquor store and closing the library, I can tell you one thing, the kids don't want that.
Kantner is married to Stacy Glazier. Their daughter, China, is 11. She says without the library, there's not much to do.
I go there pretty much every day, and that's the only place for books in town. There's no bookstore or anything. And books are expensive to get here, and it would be really nice to have it.
Her good friend, Lorena Gebhardt, says she takes her 2-year-old brother.
Loves it there already. Then I take him there to help me pick out my books to read.
It's not clear when the facility will close.